to be able to
you have your little like poignant chats with yourself.
They're called pep talks, Phil.
Are they pep talks? Or I think
they're
just talks.
Just
like to, you know, rehearse episodes.
Like, oh, I love to like I do scenarios. I run through scenarios and jokes.
Yeah.
That I think are great, and then when it comes time to actually record them, I forget them all.
So why don't you, like, you know,
write them down?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of work. You know, I'm a better speaker than writer. That's why I don't have a blog.
Well, you know, you're more than welcome to write anything on the website.
Oh, I know. You know, I will one day.
I look forward to reading it.
Yeah, I look forward to thinking of it.
Would you, you know, want me to, like, proofread? I can hire a proofreader.
You know, proofreading's good because, you know, like I was saying before, those theirs, they get you. You know, I don't want people to think, I'm saying place, but I'm writing thing. You know, sometimes I feel like Larry David in my mind. There's an argument waiting to happen when it's usually a confliction of words. Anyway. So, how about that hacky sack that we did? What were we playing?
Cornhole?
Cornhole. Fantastic sport. I wonder who invented it. Bored people.
Yeah, like, it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun backyard game.
Yes. When you spend several hours in a backyard like we did today, it was perfect.
But it was a good day to relax. I have to say,
great.
Like, it was very fun, you know.
Oh, I had a great time.
And had a lot of sugar.
I drank sugar beer, which for the kids at home is a grape shandy. My God, there is a lot of sugar in there. I had two. That's all the sugar I need. Didn't get drunk. Got a caffeine high.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, you have a great name for your beers that are like that.
Oh yes. That goes into the category of dangerously delicious. Because, my God, you don't taste the beer, and it sneaks up on you.
Yeah. It literally tasted like a grape soda with, like, a hint of beer at the end.
Yeah. They splashed some, like, Miller Lite at the end of that. Like, that's it. There wasn't a lot going on. But it literally was just a grape beer. Not great. Grape.
Emphasize. You enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it, but I wouldn't classify it as a great beer.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, you don't bring that beer to, like, a beer contest and expect to win. you're getting, like, class clown or, like, most fun. You're not getting, like, best beer. You know, I don't know. That's just my thought.
That was a good riff.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's not going to win any awards other than, my God, like, this is like a step below a fucking Red Bull. That's literally what it was. Like, if I drank a six-pack of those, my heart would have exploded.
That's very true.
It was. It was dangerous. But good, but delicious. So, on the scale of, like, drinks, it was dangerously delicious.
I like that. I like that term. I'm going to steal it.
You could. I stole it from somebody. I didn't make it up. I own my own material, and I didn't think of that one, but it was good.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, we will discuss cornhole, but we are actually, like, doing something different because we were hung out all day at our friend Liam's. We are now already at our provision store. A different one.
Yes.
Because we're kicking this old school. We are basically going the original drive to answer it.
Yeah, we are starting about 150 feet away from the original origin point of the drive to ants. So we're going to make it happen. Classic throwback 30 minutes or less. I don't know how long.
It depends. We'll take
Yeah, we'll take the same route. I don't know what the traffic is. You know, close to the same time, too.
This is usually around it, right?
Yeah, we get more or less. I mean, a lot of it, you know.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's a great intro. Well, should we do, like, the corny, like, welcome to Drive to Ant, the podcast that takes place in my car as I drive Ant home.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
God, can we believe if we were like that the entire time?
Oh, my God. I'd throw myself out the window.
We would have millions of subscribers, and we would kill ourselves.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we did it. We're one of those people that have that really bad intro. Now cue the music, Jim. It's making the appointment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just getting the timetable. But
how's it taste?
I just cracked it, then we started talking. It smells good for all the fans of Smell-O-Vision. It's our favorite non-sponsored beverage. If you could hear that deliciousness.
It's sure
really
good.
Oh, man, it's so good. This is probably the best flavor.
Vanilla.
Sweet cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I'm not going to say who it's by because
we've talked about it so many times. We've dropped the name.
Fine, Starbucks, if you're listening, we could always use a case of this stuff. Nitro, just a case a week, or maybe every other day. I don't know. I mean, the more I drink, the more free ads you get.
It's very true, you know, and we talk about it a lot. We don't.
Why am I drinking it like fucking Trump? I have both my hands pressed around it like a bottle of water. I don't know why I'm doing that, but it's just
instinctual.
I don't know. I've never drank a drink with both hands like a.
I would love to try it, but I'm driving the car.
Yeah, let's not try that scenario.
Wait, we're at a red light. Maybe I can.
Yeah, I mean, maybe now you could for about 18 to 30 seconds.
All right, let's see how it works.
Wow, that car sticks out like a sore thumb. It's orange.
All right, I'm going to try with two hands.
It's weird.
It's weird. I don't want to do that.
It's like my opposite hand from drink is like doesn't know what it's doing. It's like why do you need me? You can't put on the armrest. It's no good. Okay. I don't understand why you need two hands to drink.
No.
Like I can't fathom that.
Is it like heavy? Like can you not like hold a drink?
I don't know. I mean 16.9 fluid ounces is a lot for some, I guess. I don't know.
I guess is it like when Biden was drinking with one hand, is that him just like, you know, flexing?
I don't know. I really, at this day and age, I just don't know anymore. Speaking about flexing, I did a bicep curl the other day.
Wow, how do you feel?
I don't know. Different.
Just the one.
It's all you need.
Okay, all right. No.
Like, hey. Doctor said to get some more exercise. I'm like, I got one in me, bud. Is there a weight preference? I got one.
Anywho, so we played cornhole today.
We did. We had some great rules. I think you could live by some of them.
What you want to hit us with some of your sports wisdom?
My favorite one was 50% of the time it's 100% defense. It's like, that's something that I've... But if you think about the game of cornhole, you really are kind of playing defense most of the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, depending on if you go for... And so for those who don't know, cornhole, which sounds really, really awful, but it's not.
Yeah, it's just a game. But
It's literally just, you know, it's a game with, like, two blocks of wood with a hole in them that are, like, 27 feet apart. And you try to hit the beanbag, throw a beanbag into the hole.
Yes.
And if you get it in the hole,
it's 3 points.
3 points. And if you get it on the board. The board where the hole is, it's 1 point. And it's like horseshoes. And then you can knock the other person's like beanbag off and
yeah.
Negate the points and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
It is because it's a very enjoyable game.
You know, you think we get a league going? Cornhole league?
I mean, I don't know. We got to put on an email. Maybe we'll get Jim on it. Get that out there.
Okay. I need to talk about this.
What's up, bud?
So...
What's up?
Why did you just treat me... You're just like, oh, what's up, man? Like, we haven't been in the car together already for like...
Oh, I don't know.
What's up, man?
What's up? I don't know. Because you started a sentence like, hey, can I ask you something? Like, you've been asking me shit for the last 8 hours. What's any different? But yeah.
No. I need, because we've talked about this a lot.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Whenever we talk about, you know, like, hey, you know, let's run it by Jim. Or let's,
yeah.
Who the fuck is Jim?
He's our intern.
What?
Weren't you in the budget meeting last week at 3 o'clock on Tuesday?
No.
Then who was I Skyping with? That wasn't you?
Jim, apparently.
No, he was taking notes.
What?
I hired us an intern.
Did you?
Yeah.
When do I get to meet him?
I don't know. When you join the Skype meetings, you could see him.
Well, if you added them to my calendar, I would be
there. I don't know anything. I just assumed that we were on the same Google document. I don't know. Yeah, he's our intern.
So you hire... Where did you find an intern?
Where you find all things? The internet.
Internet? Okay.
The internet.
You want to work on a podcast, a mildly successful podcast,
hey,
as an intern?
There's some.
Is he getting college credit for it?
I mean, hopefully. I don't really. We have.
Sure, is there paperwork? I'm sure you have to fill out paperwork to get this done.
I just faxed him a picture of my hand and said it was a handshake agreement. That doesn't work.
I don't know.
I
wasn't involved. I thought it was half of Drive to Answer.
You were. I thought that you were a part of... Okay, listen. We got a guy named Jim. He's an intern. Didn't you see the...
No!
I sent the memo. Did you not get the memo?
I don't get the...
All right.
Where is this office?
I don't know.
I've never been invited to this office, apparently. You share with Jim.
It's his parents' basement. Okay? We're trying to elevate the game.
All right.
It's fine. I'll fire him.
No, you don't have to fire him. I just didn't know about him. This is like a new thing for me.
Yeah, well, he's a great guy.
Okay, I just want to meet him.
All right, we'll set up a Skype meeting.
Can you actually invite me to the Skype meeting this time?
Sure. Do you use Microsoft Teams, Google Meeting? What do you use?
I mean, usually Google Meets. Okay. I'm willing to go out.
All right, we can use a Google Meets. I'll set it up. It's usually on Tuesdays.
Good to know.
That's when it gets the best internet.
You know, we've been a podcast. This is our third season.
I know. We're on season three.
When did you hire Jim?
During the when we were getting use your words. Stick to landing, bud. when we were getting revved up for season three production, I needed someone to help me out. I was getting back into work. I had a lot going on. I saw that he was willing to help out, and it seemed like a good fit.
You're not paying him, are you?
Wow, just with hopes and dreams.
Okay.
He's hoping and dreaming he gets a paycheck one day. I told him interns are, you know, they are what they are. He's getting a lot of valuable behind-the-scenes knowledge. I mean, one day he may even be in the back seat. I don't know.
If he's going for experience, maybe we should have him as part of the podcast.
Perhaps. I don't know if he's available. You know, school's really demanding these days. So we'll see.
All right, so apparently we have an intern now.
Yeah,
Intern Jim.
Intern Jim.
And that is going to do the work that I do? Like, is he going to edit?
No, he's not. No,
Does he want to learn? Maybe I could, you know, teach.
You know, he was just excited about the podcast, and he figured, you know, he's our number one fan, and he can be a part of it.
All right.
I just sold him a bill of goods. I mean, hopefully he's not listening to this one, but we could edit this stuff out because, you know, we got a couple weeks before this airs, so. Magic. Black magic.
See, I thought you said no free ads. You just gave black magic a free ad.
I just said black magic. I just thought it was like, you know, a thing that witches say or something. I don't know.
Okay, so it's not a camera company.
No, if it is, I didn't know about it. I really don't know about it.
All right.
If it's not a part of my iPhone, I really don't know about it. That was a free ad. But I don't think Apple needs any free ads.
Best
of luck tomorrow, Tim. I know you got a big case in front of you.
Oh my God! Yes, this is a good update because we were talking about this before. So Tim Cook is testifying before Epic.
Yeah.
What are they gonna like talk about?
I don't know. It's like, hey, you trillion-dollar company, you're taking money out of our pocket. Like, no, you could have had all the money you wanted if you just used our wallet. Just saying.
You're just part of our app. I mean,
did you not read your own terms of service? I don't know. It looks like you guys didn't read the terms of service. But hey, I'm not a judge, jury, or litigator in this case.
That's everyone around me.
Yes, I'm not that qualified. But from the outside, reading an article in the news, I think that it's going to be wild. It's going to be interesting. I just really don't know where it's going to go.
What do you litigate? Like, what is the decision going to be? Like, hey, Apple, you have to let them back on your store.
Is
that going to end well for them?
And I would be like, perfectly fine. Just abide by the terms of service.
Yeah.
That's all we ever asked.
I know, from the beginning.
That's all we're asking. Like, if you don't follow the rules, you can't participate, right? That's like the rule of law.
I would think so.
Like, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. We're not saying you can't do it elsewhere, but to do it here, this is what we're asking.
Yeah. So for those of you playing the home game, what this whole... All thing is about is that Epic Games, owners of Fortnite, that game that everyone under the age of 14 is playing for some reason, which I still don't understand, but that's a whole different conversation.
That's what they want to play. I don't know.
Sure. Is suing Apple because Apple wants to take a 30% cut of the, you know, in-app purchases that you make while using the app, you know, the Apple version of the product if it's on an iOS device, which is in the terms of service to be in the App Store. Mm-hmm. Epic created an in-game like checkout that was not using the Apple system, which was a violation of the terms of service. So they removed the app from the store. Now Apple might have gone too far and then removed any Unreal game, which is the engine they use, but that's a whole different story. They removed that, but now like Epic is suing to get back on the stores. Like, I don't get how this ends well for them. Like, the best case scenario is that, like, they find in favor of Epic and they're like, okay, put them back on the store. And then Apple's just going to be like, fine, but if they disobey, we're just take them down again.
I mean, it's just like, follow the rules. That's all they're asking, I guess. But we'll see. I mean, Mr. Cook's going to have his hands full. I'm pretty sure that he's got enough people to give him the right information. I'm pretty sure a $1 trillion evaluated company has got a good lawyer or two.
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know. And do you know who they don't have?
What?
They don't got Jim the intern. We got him.
That was the second choice. Apple was the fallback if you didn't get the
Drive Dance internship. I'm just saying there wasn't a fallback because we were the number one draft pick.
All right, fair enough.
You know,
that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fantastic employee.
So
best one we ever had.
You know, but like, because what is Apple's like? You know, like, hey, you know, if the judge is like, oh, well, you know, we're trying this case to see if Apple's creating a monopoly. And Tim Cook would be like, monopoly's just a game, Your Honor. I'm trying to control the fucking world.
Yeah, I think so. Did you ever hear of Stratego? That's the game. That's the game we're playing.
Because, like, yes, they have a monopoly, but it's their store.
Technically, companies have monopolies over their company, if you think about it.
Yes. If you're using an Apple product, you have to use the Apple Store.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're not saying, but that product, you can get that product on other platforms.
Yeah, every other platform. It's literally on every other device.
Yeah, so like they're not taking away. I mean, they're taking away a possible revenue source for that.
But that's their choice. It's like if you use this revenue source, you're gonna have to take a 30% cut.
Yeah, or maybe they just negotiate a different term if they want to be there.
Yeah.
If Apple's willing to negotiate, which is their choice.
Yeah. But again, it's their choice because
it's their product. It's their store.
Yeah. Well, the game is going to be installed on their product.
Yeah. Ooh, good luck.
So in the end, bless you.
Thank you. Ooh, I haven't seen that. That place looks alive and well. Good for them.
I mean, there's a lot. Like this is okay. The original route is very, you know, it's reminiscent of.
Yeah, I don't remember. Past. Yeah, I don't remember all those stores. Well, that's very hygienic. That may have been a fresh and clean spot.
What's a fresh and clean spot?
It was just very clean. It was white, and you can see how.
I thought it was like some actual washing service or something, a laundromat.
Is that still around?
I mean, yeah. There's the one like near your house. We're talking about.
There is one by my house. I've never used it, so I wouldn't know.
But you know what? You had a very funny line when without thinking, and I wonder if you remember it. You probably don't, Dave.
I don't. I have to go back to the archives.
So I was just editing this episode yesterday, and you were talking about, you know, how we were passing the laundromat, and the sign that outside the laundromat stopped spinning because usually it's like a spinning sign that has like 24-hour laundromat on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wonder why it stopped spinning. And without missing a beat, you go, oh, they ran into quarters.
That's true. They probably did. Those crazy kids.
So I am of the opinion now that, like, you are just whatever the first thing that pops in your head is what you say.
10 times out of 10, that is accurate. There's no filter.
Why are you looking at your water that, like, what are you scared of?
I'm just reading it. It's straight from the Alps, so you know it's fresh.
Yeah.
All right. This is my other favorite beverage that's not sponsored by.
I would love to be sponsored.
Oh my God, these guys are fantastic. They have a great product. If you haven't had Liquid Death, both the regular and sparkling water, excellent choices.
Like, you know, to be fair, it's literally just water in a can.
But it's good.
It's good water.
It's good.
It's also like the best marketing campaign ever. Like, you know, murder your thirst. Is it good?
It's the sparkling water. Get a little of the bubble action going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the regular Alps water.
So how do you carbonate the Alps?
Tiny gnomes. I don't know. I really don't have a good answer. That felt good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I love what I do with my hands and no one will ever see. I want like little guys.
Oh my God.
With the little red hats and the beards.
That was very, you know, I was going to say we should get ice cream, but we've already had too much sugar today.
That's the last thing I want.
No, I agree.
Monday I'll have gelato from
I want to, but we've talked about this place almost every time we pass it now.
Yeah, and, well, it's in season.
You know what's annoying is we did this show for years and did this original route and we never talked about it like this. Because, like, what happened?
I don't know.
Why did you just suddenly, you know, tell because me that I this is like a great place to get ice cream?
It's a Jersey institution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Ooh, wow, that was a burp and a cough at the same time. And this is an indecisive driver. Hey, you did it, pal. Good job.
All right.
I'd give him a high five, but he went the other way.
Well.
Wigs and hair. Well, now, that's my kind of store.
Wigs and hair.
Yeah. Because I didn't think... my question, what are wigs out? If it's not made out of hair, what is a wig made out of?
Synthetic
hair?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, then I guess into the answer.
Don't they do that?
I don't know. I'm eligible for some wigs and hair, but I've never actually gone to the store. Well, this has been the perfect night to go. There's no one fucking there.
That's true.
It's also very late at night, so they may not even be open, but there's no line.
Well, the lights were all on. There was, a person inside.
Yeah, they could have... True.
Maybe they're open till 11.
Maybe. We got 4 minutes. I can go for a minute.
That's enough to get some ice cream in 4 minutes, but...
Yeah, I don't...
We're not getting any tonight, obviously.
After the cold brew and the sparkling water. I'm full.
Well, you also had, your two beers. You had your milkshake, and you had,
I had a Beyond Burger, because I don't eat beef.
So, but you said, there was no difference. You could taste it.
The only thing was salty. That was the only...
I'm sure they probably put, extra seasoning on it to make it,
But the consistency, the texture, it all was the same.
Really? I haven't had one in a little while, but I hear it's gotten so much better.
Unless they gave me an actual beef patty, yeah. Which is very possible, because I couldn't tell the difference.
Wow.
I mean, they could have just been like, at least this fucking guy's not going to check. Let's stick him. Fuck it. We'll charge him extra for the Beyond and give him the regular stuff. It's very possible. It definitely was a Beyond. It wasn't a beef patty because of the way it crumbled.
Okay.
But
it's getting a lot closer, right?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. It was just very salty. And it also could have been the salt from the bacon.
That could have added
to that, but it was just very, very salty.
Interesting.
Yeah, but
I am intrigued, that it's we're getting to a point where you can just literally have plant and it tastes like beef.
Yeah, I mean, the additives or whatever they put in there definitely worked.
I wonder what it is.
Not really, yeah. I've had it, that was the third or fourth time that I've had Beyond Burgers.
Well, apparently, there's different, they keep improving it. It's not just one recipe. They keep changing it and, making it better.
Oh, so. Different day, same fucking triple park. How do people not know how to park?
I mean, I think they do know how to park. They just don't give a flying fuck. They just want to,
That's fine.
Oh, I'm going to run into the store and block traffic.
I'm going to go to the bodega and just triple park. Where you could figure out how to navigate around me.
Also play my music incredibly loud, because everyone needs to hear what I like.
Yeah. That's not fair to everyone. That's a better one. I like that one. That guy's on the wrong way, double parking. That's an effort, and I like it. That's the kind of guy I want to hang out with on a Thursday night.
That's very true. How do you even pull that off?
I don't... That's not giving a fuck. It's like, I'm not going to back up. I'm just going to go around the block, come back, and nosedive this way.
So, yeah, that guy was parked literally backwards on a street. So he was on the wrong side of the road, parked the other way, into oncoming traffic, which is ballsy.
Yeah.
Especially this late at night. And it was impressive, I have to say.
I was impressed. I'm still impressed.
And they're still double parking.
Yeah, they don't... They don't give a shit. whatever.
So, this is also the first movie... Movie. This is also the first time in a couple weeks we haven't actually seen a movie in a week.
I know.
So, I'm kind of, I am... There is something coming out soon I want to see, and I don't know if you want to.
Cruella comes out May 28th. I'm in.
You want to see Cruella?
That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, there's got to be more movies than that.
Well, it's a movie that came to mind.
All right, fair.
Because I read an article about Emma Stone today. Apparently, she had a child. Didn't even know she was with child.
Yeah, no. She kind of hid that.
Yeah.
I guess it happened during the pandemic.
I mean, good for her. It's none of our business anyway.
Of course.
Good for her. I was like, wait, when did this happen?
I didn't even know she was married.
That I did know.
You did know?
I think I saw that 2 years ago.
Okay.
But again, I'm not up on celebrity marriages. Not anymore. Now that I've turned in my legal badge for marital. I was doing divorce stuff.
Yeah. Wait, back up.
Back 2018, I was a divorce lawyer.
Why did you give that up?
Because I didn't have a license. They said, hey, Aunt, you're not qualified. I'm like, fuck, am I not? What do you mean? I got the rubber stamp and everything. They're like, that's not how this works.
So how many divorces are completely null and void that you tried to do and people are still married without knowing? Well,
probably like 7 or 10. I don't know. I lost count. It's like it was like during the friggin', you know, like the mortgage boom. I was just fucking stamping shit. Put it through. Send it to the office. Someone will buy it later. I don't know that's how that works, but, you know, I was just bundling them together.
But you became a divorce lawyer.
Yeah, why not? It's America. Do whatever you want. That's what freedom is, right? I'm free to do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah,
listen, I get it, you but...
know, I'll sell houses tomorrow.
All right, fine. Okay, it's great.
You know, I'm gonna go buy a house tomorrow and sell it.
All right, well...
You know? Yeah, it could be worse.
How could it be worse?
It could be these folks sitting outside on a Wednesday night.
They seem to be happy, though.
Yeah, but it's getting cold, and they're wearing T-shirts. Hey, they're closed still. All right, maybe next week.
I think rain is gone.
Yeah.
I don't think it survived the COVID.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a good marketing team. They didn't have me behind it. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah? What would you have how do you market a strip club that, like, literally has...
Hey, we're open. Start with that. start with that. Would you like to see... Would you like to have an experience at our establishment? Maybe an open sign again. I think, you know, riddle me this. We're open.
Well, the only way we knew Rain was ever open, and again, we're doing a callback, but Rain is the strip club. We pass. No, we're assuming. Oh no, it is a strip club. We saw the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, there's an Instagram page. That's about it.
The only way you know Rain is open, which is a strip club on our route home, or to Ant's house, is that there is a large black woman outside the door looking menacingly out.
Oh yeah, she was in charge. Like you knew she was in charge of that establishment.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't know her name, but it better be something strong.
I didn't matter.
If it was Beth, I'd be like, that's not strong enough. add something to that.
What else you got?
Yeah, right.
The
yards. Look at that. That's a nice little establishment.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Anywho, what were we talking about? We got completely off track.
Like, I don't know.
We were originally talking about cornholing, and then it was like, you know, it got into...
It went around the bend.
Movies. We were going to talk about movies.
Oh, yeah, you want to go see a movie.
I forget what it's called now. I'm going to have to look it up, and I'm going to feel like an asshole.
Was it Spiral?
Well, I did want to see Spiral, but, like, also, I mean, I like the Saw movies. I like the original.
The first one was good.
Yeah, James Wan.
Yeah.
But... It was very weird to me. And I love Chris Rock. I really do. I think he's great. But, like, his kind of co-opting of certain movies has me a little, like, I was like, what's the point of this?
He's established himself in the last probably 7 to 10 years as a very good, like, dramatic actor.
Oh, 100%. I think that's...
So, I don't think he was miscast in that
regard.
Well,
no, he, like, wrote it, didn't he? Like, it was
his movie. He could have. I don't know enough about it to make that, like, to comment on that, but okay. What I was saying was, from an acting standpoint, I could buy him as a detective solving a case.
100%. I'm all
because
in on
that. What he did with that anthology of Fargo was really good.
Yeah. Well, listen, I am 100% on board.
Oh, I don't know if he wrote it that. I didn't look in enough into the movie to know who did
it. He wrote
did not.
And produced it, as far as I know, and I will Google to confirm.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing, I just didn't look into it.
That's fine. I don't want to give you false information, so I will verify, but I'm relatively sure he did.
That's
possible. The reason I bring this up is because one of my, about, you know, maybe it's 10 years ago at this point, one of my favorite movies, there's a little gem of a comedy from Britain called Death at a Funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this?
I did.
Is Peter Dinklage, before?
He did it twice.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Talk about typecast.
But he was playing literally the same role.
I mean, how many people could play that role?
I mean, just Peter Dinklage, to be fair.
Exactly.
If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you see the original version, which is, it's definitely drier because it's a, you know, it's a British comedy. But then Chris Rock remade it with all black people, and that's fine.
Yeah, I think Luke Wilson was in there. He was the boyfriend.
Yeah, he replaced the drugged out boyfriend, which replaced Alan Tudyk,
mm-hmm.
who played him in the original. And I was just like, why is this being made though? It doesn't make any sense. This movie literally already came out.
Yeah, I mean, you know how things happen. I mean, there's UK movies are made in the US, US UK. You know, TV shows are made. I mean, there was the Indian version of House. Like, things happen.
No, that was, like, Pakistani or something weird, Middle Eastern. But I want to watch it.
I mean, I think I'd watch it, too, just to see...
The comparison?
The comparison. Hopefully, it's... They do an English version, not a dubbed version. Like, it's... You know, I hate to see, like... That would be hysterical if they actually just, like, voiced over, like, you, Hugh Laurie.
It's like... Hugh Laurie does the voiceover for
The Middle Eastern house. And it's just like, that, you know, it's not doesn't match up right, but it's still good. It's still right. A little good.
I wonder if they changed anything. Like, I'm very curious to see how that show is like.
Oh, we gotta find the episode.
I know, right? We have to get
Bangladesh Netflix or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure I can download. I'll
it's out there. It's on the internet.
I'll find it. Yeah. We'll do this part of our new podcast we're putting together, yeah. Which we've already teased.
Yeah.
We still don't have a name for it though.
We're working on it. We got a couple things in the barrel. Yeah.
I am intrigued. I am, but anyway.
Yeah, let's leave it as that.
But I do want to see Book of Spraw because it looks interesting. It's a new take on Saw.
Yeah.
And the original was really good, and I do love horror movies. But no one will see it with me, so I have to kind of like wait for it to just be on.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. That's like the one genre I'm not a fan of. I don't know. It just never...
I don't even know if it's a horror movie, to be honest. I know nothing about it. I should probably watch a trailer or something. I mean, I'm going...
I saw the trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it straight-up horror, or is it more like a dramatic detective story?
It plays on... It's like... The trailer, it plays on the psychological thriller. A little bit of that horror. I mean, there's
it's not
like,
straight-up gore fest, like... Every
well, there's
the
a
original.
Scene. There's a scene with someone holding a friggin' hacksaw. We'll
okay,
just leave it
all
at
right.
that. And you're given up the choice.
I mean, okay, so there is actually some gore and horror, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm a patient guy. I could probably get through those handcuffs with a hacksaw. I got all day. I'm stuck.
Well, I mean, you've seen the original Saw. That was the point. He wasn't going to let you because the dude was sitting right there.
Yeah.
The whole time, laying there.
But you don't know that guy is alive the whole time. Which is another thing. Is like, how do you not see him then breathing?
That's very true.
You know, like, I've always thought, I'm like, motherfucker didn't check to see if his heart wasn't... Like, the body needs to...
He was a doctor.
That's what I'm saying. How did you graduate medical school? You don't know who's alive? Did you not...
Can you train yourself to, like, you know, breathe where you can't be... Like, I mean, your actors do it.
Even at the slightest of that, your body still needs... Your lungs have to expand and contract.
Fair.
So even if it's a slight movement, it's gonna move. And you know as well as I do, if you see something move or flicker, you're honed in on that for the next 30 to 40 seconds to figure out what the fuck just happened.
Oh, that's very true.
Like, if you think you see a light flicker or something like that, you're like...
I mean, I guess you can suspend a little disbelief that they are, you know, drugged and, like,
sure,
disoriented
you could,
in
you
this,
could put
in this
a,
very weird scenario, you
yeah,
know?
You could do whatever... You could jazz it however you want, I mean, for the movie's sake, but, like, it's like... I'd be like, is that guy dead? I mean, I could assume he's dead. That's a lot of blood. But is he really, though? I'd have to poke him with a stick.
All right.
You know, like the pig, like you poke, or poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
Well, the pig is like, isn't that one of like the first Saw movies, that was the person who abducted people with a pig mask?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while since I watched Saw.
There's just a lot of freaky shit in that movie. Like, I don't know how James Wan goes to bed at night.
Well.
Like, that's a lot of, no, like, think about it, like, when you're, like, that's the one thing, like, when you're, obviously it's a lot of fake, but you want to root it in as much realism as possible to get that scare factor.
And I mean, he's like, made some of the best horror movies.
I'm saying, if it was me, I'd never go to bed again. Because the second I close my eyes, I hear, like, a sudden sound, I'm going to jump up, like, oh my god, what's going on? oh, that was just a fan. Fuck.
I mean, maybe if you immerse yourself in it like that, it loses its, you know...
You're saying if you go so deep that the sensitivity level desensitizes, where you understand what you're creating is an art, it's not real?
Yeah, like...
Okay,
I've used this technique, so when movies legitimately scare me, and it's a lot less frequent now, especially because we've become, and I know I've talked about this ad nauseum, so forgive me, but it bears repeating that a lot of horror, and even it's happened in a lot of video games too. The one we talked about last week being Resident Evil: The Village. Mm-hmm. And it's movies and video games and like all this media is so much more reliant upon jump scares, which is surprise. It's a shock. It's an immediate adrenaline rush, which makes you jump. But it's not fear. Mm-hmm. Fear is to build. Fear has to be like this nagging thing that grows and grows and grows. And that's what makes you scared of something. And if you do that right, which is very, very hard to do, it's an art, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, if a movie legitimately frightens you, I have found the best technique to get out of it is to try to remember, A, it's a movie, so you try to make it a movie. Mm-hmm. And maybe someone who's, you know, done this kind of stuff a little bit, you can do it a little bit better, but, like, you understand that there's someone holding a camera, and right behind them there's a boom operator. So you're like, all right, where's the boom? There is a boom in the shot, because it's right above the camera screen, you know, above the mm-hmm. line. So it's going to be this, like, where is it? And then, all right, they're moving the shot. So this is a tracking shot. They're moving into, like, the camera's moving like this. So that's how is that? And it's like the crew that's all around. And because when someone's alone and they're being stalked, or you're you know, in Conjuring or whatever, you know that there's people all around that person. And that reduces the fear for me. I don't know if it'll work for everyone, but it's been very effective whenever I see a movie that legitimately scares me.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
I can't say it's going to work for everybody, but...
I mean, it could do so much for so many.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But I want to figure out what the movies I wanted to talk about were, because there was something coming up that really did intrigue me. Well, first of all, let's talk about this one. We have talked at length, at least I have, about Zack Snyder. And how he's not that great of a director, in my opinion. Now, I don't know your exact thoughts on Zack Snyder. You okay. have none?
I have. He makes movies.
That's beautiful.
I mean...
Have you seen a Zack Snyder movie?
I have seen several.
Okay.
Yes.
I like Watchmen.
I've seen Watchmen. I've seen 300.
Yep.
Is it Day of the Dead? Dawn of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. Did he do Sucker Punch?
He did Sucker Punch.
I've seen Sucker Punch.
He did Justice League.
Justice League. I've seen Justice League Remastered.
Yeah.
Dawn of Justice. Come on, guys. We all need a little justice. I don't know if that was his. But he's got that new movie coming out, like, next week. The heist movie or some shit.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. First of all, I don't like his movies. Well, I do like 300.
Man of Steel.
And he did Man of Steel. I like 300 and I like Watchmen, but I don't give him credit for those because what he did is literally take the comic books, the graphic novels that those come from, and shot for shot remake them. Now, that was the right call, so I give him credit for that. But that wasn't him creating a story, that wasn't him doing anything, right? He was literally taking every shot and making, you know,
you didn't like Sucker Punch? I thought that was visually good.
Visually, I say he's a great cinematographer.
Okay.
100%.
But you're saying he's a subpar or bad storyteller.
Storyteller.
Okay. That's overall. Fine. That's fine.
So that's what I'm trying to get at. Like,
okay.
Visually, that movie was stunning, but the plot was just awful.
Okay.
And so even, like, I give him a little bit of credit because, like, but he just doesn't know how to get to a, you know, point. Like, first of all, we have the Martha line, which we're gonna just ignore.
Let's just move past that.
I think
everyone's moved past
that. But his story structure is just not great.
Okay.
So if he was just a cinematographer, like, the first 5 minutes of Sucker Punch before anyone ever opens their mouth is fantastic. You know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're getting off the topic. We can do a whole episode on Zack Snyder. I will talk about him at length, just like we did with Christopher Nolan. Now, all that being said, the one movie of his that I really liked was his freshman effort, Dawn of the Dead. I believe that Dawn of the Dead remake was fantastic. It was really well put together. It was intense the whole time. It was, like, I loved it. And you've seen this, right? You're talking about it.
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
It was fine.
Okay.
I'm not a big
horror zombie. Yeah.
But I saw it because it was a remake, and I was like, you know what? Some of the actors that were in it at the time I thought were really good.
They still are. I think most of them.
I have to look at the cast again. I forget. I think... Fuck. I can't remember everyone's name in that movie. Wasn't Dennis Hopper in that?
I mean, we have... The good news is we have phones.
Yeah. So I know Asia Argento was in it. She was, like, the female lead.
And then Alan... Oh, there's a good cast. Let's look it up. Give me a second.
Yeah. It was Simon...
No, that's Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, no. What's his face? The English actor. or the Austrian. Finger Ames, Sarah Finger Polly.
Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer.
Jake Weber was the male lead. Sarah Polly. Who else is in this movie?
Which one am I thinking of with Ossie Argento?
I don't know, but it's definitely not this one. Either way, it's a good cast. So, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. I listen.
This movie he has coming out in a week on Netflix, the heist movie, mm-hmm. is a zombie movie. It's in the Of the Dead series. So it's like, the idea is a group of survivors is breaking into a vault.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
What's that?
Land of the Dead.
Oh, Land of the Dead, yeah. That was a good movie.
That was George...
Romero.
Yeah.
Who actually did some of the writing on Dawn of the
Dead. That's why I'm thinking Simon Baker. I'm like...
Yep, Dennis Hopper. There you go.
That's the one I'm thinking
of. So you haven't seen Dawn of the Dead? Which is the one in the mall?
I did see that one.
Okay.
I was getting them... There's too many dead movies. All right. Yeah, I got them confused. Yeah, Vin, I remember that. Like, I remember the one scene, I was like, the person's house, and like the kid running up the stairs. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So this new one he has coming out, the Zack Snyder one, mm-hmm. that comes out next week, is a heist movie that takes place in the same universe.
Okay.
Where, like, a group of survivors is trying to break into a casino.
Why get post
zombie apocalypse?
The fuck's the money in a casino?
I know! Well, first of all, I don't know what the plot is. Like, I know that is, like, they're trying to break into...
Unless there's, like, a mineral or a fucking something that's...
Like, what is the value of the money?
The paper's devalued. It's worthless. So unless you need to create a big fire, it's not worth anything.
Well, the only reason I could think is maybe, you know, so Dawn of the Dead is placed in California. Mm-hmm. Maybe it spread, like, they stopped it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to see the movie to find out, but, like, they maybe stopped the outbreak... And it's only affected half the country, so that money in there or whatever's in there is worth fucking so much more money now or whatever.
Oh, Sarah Polly.
Agreed.
She's a nice person.
Have you met her?
Not professionally.
Does that mean you have met her outside of
professional? I've never met her.
Okay. Well, it was just the way you phrased it. It was just like, all
right,
well.
Oh, that's right. Michael Kelly was in it. Michael Kelly is a really good actor.
I agree.
He's been crushing with, he's in Jack Ryan now.
Oh.
He was really good in Jack Ryan, season 2.
Okay.
I think he's most popular with, from that fucking show, House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what comes out next week that I'm very excited about is A Quiet Place 2.
Oh.
Which is another movie you're probably not going to want to see.
And I'm a huge John Krasinski fan, but I will not... I'll support him from a distance. I was at the first showing of his directorial debut at Sundance. That's how much of a fan of John Krasinski I am.
I love John Krasinski.
I went all the way to Park City, Utah to see the world premiere of Brief Interviews with Hideous Men.
Fair enough.
Yes, I was there.
And
he's really tall.
But did you see A Quiet Place?
No.
Well, it's not actually a horror film.
But I read it. So I read it. So now if I see it, I won't be... The shock value is gone. Because I know what's going to happen. That's what I do to movies that are scary to me.
Okay.
I read them, so it loses its scary appeal.
That's interesting. Because the movie is so good visually.
Oh, I mean, it jumped right off the page. So I get that. I mean, for a spoiler, I love the fact that he sacrificed himself for his family.
I mean, it's so long.
It's what a father and husband does.
Yeah, and it's such a brilliant scene, especially with his, like, deaf daughter. It was... that movie is so many good just moments, and it's so well put together. I love A Quiet Place. And the sequel finally comes out. It's been delayed a year and a half. And I'm very excited to see it. But again, it's one of those where I'm having trouble getting people... And is it just, like, horror? Do people not want horror after COVID? Like, is that why I'm having... Like, I don't know. I've always loved horror movies. But maybe there's just this, you know, maybe the audience is disappearing.
I don't know.
Is that what we got?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I really can't. I don't know what people want. I don't know. They want. I want to laugh. I want a ha 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 and a Some funnies.
But Fast and Furious is going to make like $1 billion again.
Well, it's going to make $1 billion. It's just what it's what it does. Okay?
It's very true.
You know, it is a far cry from the first one to what it is now.
And yeah, you can do, and I think you made the great comparison where, there's a new Conjuring coming out soon too, which I'm going to see, but no one else is going to see with me.
That's fine. You could see it. More theater for you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to rent a theater alone to see The Conjuring. Like, that might be fucking scary, sitting in a theater alone.
I would sneak in and fart and then leave. And you'd be like, what is that? What is that smell? What is that essence? Is that death? Where is this coming from?
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, my ass, and walk away. And you'd be like, I'm done. I'm out.
Actually, maybe I convince Will and I had to go see The Conjuring alone together.
It's possible.
That'd be fun. Anywho.
Go with what you feel.
I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
Fuck. Oh well. That's enough movie talk. You got anything else?
Look, we had a great time. Today was a fantastic day. I mean, we played some cornhole, we drank some drinks with one and two hands. You learned today something?
Oh yeah, we have to do our How did I forget?
What's that?
What did we learn today?
Not so much did we learn. It's what you learned.
Okay.
That we have an intern named Jim.
I did learn about our intern. I want to meet this guy.
Oh, he's a fantastic guy.
All right. No, listen. I believe you. I just want to, can we get an interview with him sometime?
Sure. We could set up an interview.
All right. Good. I just want to, see what he's doing. Is he helping you? Is he, helping
yeah.
you?
Oh, he's great with paperwork. Fantastic. All that papers.
What paperwork?
Exactly. He handles it all. He handles all the paperwork. You know, all the ideas that I write that I never use, he files them.
Where? Can I see this idea vault?
It's in the cloud somewhere. I don't know. He's fantastic. It's really terrific. I don't know where it goes. It's just gone. Magic.
Oh.
Make sure all the devices are charged.
Oh my God!
He
okay.
switches the batteries in the Zoom. It's a fantastic guy.
All right. Okay. You Listen. Know?
He does everything but hit the button and speak. It's great.
That's our job.
That's what
we seem to be failing at. Tonight.
Apparently, I mean, when we bat 10, he bats 100.
That's fair.
Oh man, we gotta get him one of those watches as a gift.
We should.
Yeah, but that costs money, and he works for free, so joke's on him.
Well, we have a new audio system coming tomorrow.
Oh, that's
so
you know. Thank you.
I'm gonna
everyone.
Be. Oh, is that from our No Free Ad sponsor?
No, that's from the Matt's Wallet sponsor. That's where that came from.
Well, okay, but I'm upgrading our audio equipment
because we are
getting into we're trying to go multimedia and we're going to start branching out, and these things will allow us to film video.
Yeah, we got some videos in the works. That's going to be fun.
And, we have some new equipment that's going to make video shooting a lot easier.
Yeah, we're upgrading all the stuff. So look out for, we'll get that stuff posted on all the media sites that we have domains for.
Mm-hmm. We keep buying them. Yeah. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but the no free ads joke went over very well.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But
the irony is it wasn't free. So anyway,
it was only $12. Let's be honest.
It was a strong.
It was $12 and an hour of my time to put the website together.
And it's classic because I send people there all the time for jobs. And it's great. people go there man, I really need help with this. I'm like, nofreeads.com.
Can you redirect them? So I hope they click on the link and it takes us to our website.
Because
if they don't, they do. We have ads now. We get revenue.
We do. So check out those ads. Get us some. Every buck goes to
sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Ad revenue.
Ad revenue. We got some new stuff in the store. So if you want to pick up some of your podcast apparel, we got plenty of stuff. It's some good stuff.
A new shirt's coming soon.
New shirts, neck gaiters, coffee mugs. We got everything but the kitchen sink.
I think we could. You want to do a kitchen sink?
I don't know.
Can we put the Drive Chance logo on a kitchen sink?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, sure. I mean, someone's going to want to have that. I mean, I know I would. It's for the fans.
I guess.
Fans first. Fans first.
I had something else I wanted to say. Now it's just alerted me. No, it's gone.
No, it's like a fart in the wind.
Do we keep recording until I remember what it is?
I mean,
we cut our losses.
I mean, we could, or we could just save it for next week. I'm good either way.
All right, yeah, we have to save it for next week. I have so many stories to tell. I went to a wedding. Do that as a, that's a whole episode there I could talk about.
No, it's a wedding. Not his own. Not his own.
God, no.
No.
Actually, you want to do a lap and I'll show you, I'll tell you about the wedding? Unless you want to go home. Like, it's late. Are you going to call it? Sleeping. Okay. All right. We'll save that for next week.
Yeah, no, it's been a long day. The sun takes a lot out of me. I'm fair-skinned. And
well, you know, we did, we were throwing that cornhole thing. What do you call the cornhole thrower?
The beanbag?
The beanbag. We're throwing the beanbag around.
We're throwing the bean in the hole. All we were missing was sweet tea and hay. I don't know.
You know, to be fair, you were making fun of it. It was fun.
I think part of it is making fun of it. Because that's true. It's a silly fucking game. Redneck golf. Because no, and like I'm not trying to. It's a backdoor. You could set that by the campfire or the barbecue. You're drinking, you know, your teas and your beers, and you have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and some people like to go to a golf course. It's the same principle. One you hit with a club, the other one you throw, and you're essentially trying to get an object into a hole.
It's true, but like this one, you can hold a beer in your hand while you do
you
it.
Could. I mean.
Your grape beer, whatever you.
Grape beer that makes you want to run laps. That shit was strong. That shit was potent.
Your dangerously delicious beer.
Oh, my blood sugar went to the roof. Went to the fucking moon. Good lord. It's high. I was spiking.
Well.
Now it's gonna crash like the Bitcoin market. It sucks for them.
Oh yeah. So do you want to talk about that? Anything interesting happened with the Bitcoin? Did you lose any money?
Oh no, I'm not. I'm losing money in the stock market, but I'm not losing money to Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah, the stock market's weird, man. The stock market the last couple days hasn't been where I'd like it to be, but you know, it's not the short game; it's the long game. So, overall, I'm doing okay. But
you're talking in your truisms again.
No, well, I mean, look, I'm up a lot for the year.
Good.
But the last couple days, I've taken a hit.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault. You're not the one manipulating the market.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's a lot of work. You don't know what stocks I own.
That's very true. Well, I know a couple.
You don't know the whole, you know, the Tesla, no free ads. Thanks, Elon.
Do you think Elon Musk needs a fucking ad?
I don't think Elon Musk created the ad, okay?
Somehow.
I mean, shit.
Is he controlling you?
Not at all. He hurts my bank account when the company goes like this. I can't even say the company's going like that. The tech stocks in general the last 3 days have been very rough.
That's very true.
So it's not just, it's just all of tech, which is kind of rough, which kind of sucks. But so China regulations is what really crushing the old Bitcoin. I feel bad for people who like really bet heavy or bought heavy in the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not above the game, like you just got crushed. I read an article like 800,000 holders of Bitcoin in the last like 48 hours have just gotten rid of it.
Yeah.
And they had a net loss of $460 billion.
Good lord.
Yeah. The fact that that's how much money is in Bitcoin and how much has been liquidated. I mean, if you were to buy Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
In the next couple weeks is probably the time to do it because it's probably just going to keep going lower. Damn. And I mean, you could buy shares of a coin at this point. But like, yeah, if you're really looking to get into Bitcoin and see that stability, Bitcoin right now is just rough. Like you got to find some of the smaller mid-range values and try to hold at that point, but it is what it is.
And it's stuck to 5 minutes, whatever, minute, corner.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Some advice.
Look, it's the information's out there. I mean, it's on everybody's phone. You can just check the stock.
Listen, I'm not, you know. I was trying to give, you know, make a bit.
Yeah, you could, you know, and stock, hot stock tip. Don't buy the tech this week. Or if you do, actually, it might not be a bad time to buy it because it's a little bit down. You get a little bit extra for your dollar. Hold, go long. Don't pulse purchase because that's where you see the most losses when you try to get in and get out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sit for a little bit. You know, that's what I always do. I don't think I've sold the stock since I bought it.
It's good.
Yeah, for better or for worse. It's...
I just hope you don't normally like Blockbuster stock.
Oh, no. No, I don't. Most of my stock's in tech. I have a few non-tech stocks. I have a few things on the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, overall, it's mostly tech.
Good.
Yeah.
So, we did something really, like, douchey because we had, like, an actual intro to our episode today. Do we do an outro? Do we do, like, a... The show was sponsored by, you know, or I don't know.
Sure, we could muster up an outro.
I don't know how podcasts usually outro. Like, we just kind of end it, and then we have, like, a line, and then the music starts, you know, fading in. But like, do we do something different today? Do we do a?
I think we reference the late Kurt Cobain. Say, it's better to burn out than fade away.
We already did that one. You literally did that exact line.
Because it works. The guy's been gone for 30 years. He knew how to do it. I don't know why I clapped my hands so loud. That, now my knuckles hurt.
I think that peaked the mic.
It did. It broke barriers.
Do you understand what peaking the mic
means? It means it got loud. That's what I think it means.
You are right. It peaked out where it can't handle any more loudness.
It can't handle my jazz, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, the mic just can't handle your awesomeness.
It can't. That's why I have to get new ones.
I mean, yeah, well, hopefully these will be better, you know, equipped to deal with you.
Yeah, and my shenanigans.
And your shenanigans and your epicness.
Yeah. Not epic mealtime. Those guys do some weird shit.
No, I didn't say epic. You know, it's another free ad. And
like, it's not that. It's fine. It's food. We all eat food.
All right, well, thank you for listening to Drive to Ants, the podcast that took place in this car while we, you know, drove Ann home. I don't know. Well, how do you do an outro?
I don't know, man. That just seems... Jim, what do you think?
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, love. See the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.